Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An Alaska State Trooper who fatally shot a Copper Center man Friday has been identified as a six-year veteran of the force. Glen Allen-based Trooper Kamau Lay shot Eric Hash at a Copper Center residence at about 3 a.m. Friday. Troopers say family members called saying Hash had assaulted one person and others were in fear of being hurt. Troopers say Lay fired as Hash advanced toward his patrol vehicle with a container of a, quote, incapacitating flammable liquid, unquote. Hash died after being medevaced to a hospital. The Alaska Bureau of Investigation is looking into the shooting, after which the Office of Special Prosecution will make a determination on whether deadly force was justified. Trooper Lay was one of five officers involved in a September 2015 shooting in Fairbanks, in which 33-year-old Vincent Perdue was killed and 20-year-old Sarah Smoke was injured. The shooting came at the end of a vehicle chase during which Perdue and Smoke had fired on pursuing officers. The Fairbanks City Council has narrowly voted to postpone final consideration of a new firefighter union contract. At a meeting last night, council members Valerie Therrien, June Rogers, and Jonathan Bagwell voted to grant Mayor Jim Matherly's request to hold off on a vote so the mayor can confer further with the city's chief financial officer, Carmen Randall, and the contract negotiating teams.
In light of the recent changes that I wanted to discuss further with both the union and with Carmen and with the negotiating team, I'd like to go ahead and move to postpone.
The proposed contract would grant a 1.5% increase in pay and health benefits to 41 members of the Fairbanks Firefighters Union. It would also award firefighters 4 hours per year of additional leave, eliminate three captain positions, and add three firefighters. Councilmember Jerry Cleworth adamantly opposed the deal.
It's not affordable, period. And we can postpone it, but that delays negotiations for another half month. I would say we deal with it tonight and get into the meat of it and not keep deferring this thing.
Councilmember David Pruse joined Cleworth in pushing to reject the contract, saying the mayor has either not provided enough information about its terms or done so too late for the council to adequately review.
If we vote on this, I'll be voting against this tonight. The simple fact is we've never seen all the numbers.
Mayor Matherly concedes he wasn't able to provide much information during a previous council meeting, in part because Chief of Staff Mike Meeks has been out sick.
Yes, last week I was not prepared because I just got the numbers the night before. And because Mr. Meeks took ill very suddenly at the last meeting, he was our lead negotiator. I was asking for a little bit of leeway.
The council will resume consideration of the firefighter contract during a July 23rd meeting. Also last night, the council unanimously approved amending this year's budget to reflect an additional $776,000 in unanticipated revenue. That includes nearly $420,000 from the State Community Assistance Program and $151,000 from increased building permit fees. The ordinance also amended the budget to reflect more than $560,000 in additional expenditures. Councilmember Joy Huntington was absent from last night's meeting. The Copper River dipnet fishery is reopening after being shut down for more than a month. A dismal early wild sockeye return, which threatened escapement goals, is rebounding, according to Glen Allen area state biologist Mark Somerville.
We're monitoring hatchery component and overall escapement here to see if we can keep the fishery open, and obviously it looks like right now we can. We've opened up the personal use fishery for 84-hour period here, starting Thursday at noon through Sunday.
Somerville says sport fishing is also reopening with a Friday start date. With ensuring escapement in mind, he says managers are working to determine the number of hatchery versus wild sockeye stocks moving upriver.
Trying to figure out whether or not we're going to reach that wild stock escapement goal. It's not like, you know, the different fish come up in different colors or anything like that. They all look the same.
Somerville says historic return timing and genetic analysis help biologists to sort the stocks, noting that hatchery fish are internally marked.
Hatchery operator puts their outgoing fry into a strontium bath for about 24 hours. Strontium is a salt, and they incorporate that strontium into the bone structure of their otoliths, which people refer to as ear bones, but it's a bone that we look at for aging. And then when those fish return, those otoliths are taken out, they're sectioned, they're polished, they're coated, and then the department sends them to the University of Alaska Fairbanks to look at them under an electron microscope, and when they use a fluorescent light, the strontium actually shows a green band, and so we can tell if that fish came from the hatchery or is a natural fish.
Somerville says biologists are also trying to understand why the early part of this year's wild run was so weak. He says it may be due to poor ocean survival, but could also reflect its 2013 parent stock, which was heavily harvested in the commercial fishery during the early part of that year's run.
We tended to pass early fish at a lower level than we did the later fish, and we could be seeing the result of that as well this year.
For dip netters planning to fish this week's opening, Somerville notes that the Copper River has been running high and fast, conditions that slow fish moving upriver and make boating and dip netting challenging. Somerville says cloudy, cooler weather the early part of this week should ease the situation. The Denali climbing season is over. KTNA reports that both mountaineering and ranger teams are off North America's tallest peak. According to the National Park Service, 45% of the just over 1,100 climbers who attempted the mountain this year made it to the top. While the summit rate is slightly below average, there were no fatalities this season. I'm Dan Bross.